And since a local team is playing a Philadelphia team, we thought right now we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio to see what they're talking about. So, Jer, let's tune in the Touchdown Brothers. See what they're saying this morning.
Right on. Thanks, fellas. We'll see you next week.
All right. We'll see you later. Next week. I don't know about next week. That's Dave Raymond, the television. Whose idea was it to bring the Rangers announcer on?
That guy was horrible.
What a homer.
I mean, he's hung up, right? Yeah.
What a homer. Ranger this, Ranger that.
Such a homer. You know what? Dave, that was a mistake on our part.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Anthony shouldn't have booked him. And, you know, we not only invite Dave Raymond to feel welcome to not only never call here again,
yeah,
but to also go somewhere else for his sports talk.
Yeah, because we're just trying to get on here this morning.
In our estimation. It's just an estimate. It's just total estimate.
Estimation.
Yeah.
All right. All I want to do is rip
You're
the Phillies.
You're listening to Bunts and Balks, the Home Run Brothers here on WSPR Radio.
I don't care about baseball anymore after last night.
I don't really either.
I'm not watching another baseball game for the rest of my life.
I'm trying to reset here, Tony.
All right, go ahead.
I'm Jimmy Amendola's Tony Ragu. And of course, we are back. It was great being back on the air. I tell you what, we had to take some time off. We're back after my double bypass. Yeah. Tony, you got a triple bypass, I think.
No, I got another quintuple.
Oh, yeah, another quintuple. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
I'm fine, though.
But we're back on the air. We're at 100%.
100%.
I'd like to thank our last hour's guest, DJ Ringenberger, who came on here to share his recipes for great Randall Cunningham-themed appetizers. Thanks for that.
That was
great.
That wasn't bad, but
his new book is out. And also Peter Welpton, who came on to spin our Supreme Wheel of Eagles Allegiance.
Okay. Yeah.
The results are... Look. Peter will have to root for Harold Carmichael for all eternity. So,
okay. That's kind of a weird draw.
Just kind of a fun thing we do here.
Would you please let me rip somebody?
All right. We got to get into it because the Phillies got drilled by the Ranger last night.
The Ranger who lost 102 games last year.
Yeah. I mean, they were clearly cheating last night in some way.
Some way.
We just don't know how exactly. Because all those cheating baseball teams, they come from Texas.
Texas, like the Disastros.
Like the Disastros.
Yeah, they cheat. Texas cheats, or they did last night.
And that pitcher, that Martin Perez.
That's a Martin Perez.
What?
Martin Perez. That's how you say his name.
I'm looking at the name right near here. It says Martin Perez.
No, that's not how you say it. But who cares? He stinks. He had the career night last night.
I never even heard of that guy.
Shutting out the Phillies. But you know what? Maybe the Phillies stink. I'm tired of hearing about how they're a playoff team. If you lose to the Rangers 7-0, you're not a playoff team.
You're a flogged team.
You're a flogged team.
You're a total flogged team.
I'm going to write that down. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, we were so hopping mad about this. You know, my heart stitches are kind of hurting.
I know. My heart's kind of hurting this morning, too.
It's really hurting.
I'm just waiting for Eagle season after all that last night.
Clogged up. I probably shouldn't have had that second cheesesteak this morning. Jeez, I don't know.
Hey, the place they were playing last night, that park? Is that where the Cowboys play?
That's the worst news. And you know that's a new park. That's a new park.
It looks like the vet. It's got
horrible.
Artificial turf.
They got that artificial turf in there.
They're playing where the Cowboys play.
Please.
It's a dome stadium with the turf.
Yeah, it's just so stupid.
What a crappy
it's a
ballpark that is.
It's a horrible park, and they know it.
Yeah, they know it.
You can tell they're embarrassed.
But, they beat the Phillies.
Beat the Phillies.
7-0. Sounds like a football score.
And as we usually do, we usually go to the phones after the Phillies get drilled.
Let's rip.
Go to the phones. Let's go. Let's see who we got up here right here on the computer in front of me. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Not too bad, Sal. Getting better every day, Sal.
Gina works in the diner all day.
You know, I don't mind used to guys talking baseballs. It was more funs back in the days when we had John's Crux or Mike Schmitz.
Now you're talking.
Like that.
Now you're talking on the phone that we're hearing.
Yeah.
It's funs, but it's not as much funs as footballs.
No, it's not.
I can't be.
It's not. Not anymore.
This year's is the years of the Eagles. I am sure of it. We got the great A.J. Brown's now.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
from Tennessee. Look out. Look out.
For the great Jalen Hurts to throw touchdowns passes to, and I don't know about used to's guys, but recently I watched the George Carlin's special on the HBO's.
Yeah, that was really good. We plan to do a whole segment on it a little bit later on today.
Yeah. So
I've been getting into stand-up comedies, and I got my own stand-up comedies routine.
Oh, this is great, Sal. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it's real promising.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I'd like to try a football's joke on used to's
guys. All right, let's
hit us, Sal.
Let's go.
Come on.
Hey, do you know what AJ stands for in AJ Brown's names? Always just catching touchdown balls. No, but seriously, folks,
That doesn't really work.
As far as I've gotten so far, but I think it's a really good first joke.
It's a start.
Yeah, you know, you got to start somewhere.
It's a base joke.
It's just rough draft.
By the by, I got a question for you two guys.
All right.
Yeah, what is it, Sal? Go ahead and hit us.
Do the Cowboys and Rangers suck a what?
Oh, my God! Oh, God! He said it! He went there!
Rebound!
He went there!
He said it!
Yeah! All right, coming up next, Justin Montemayor joins us to take a blowtorch to that fraud of a station, The Ticket in Dallas, for what he says is a ridiculous amount of resetting his company email password. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Well, they're obsessed with Philadelphia sports, but even more so what we talk about around here for some reason and personalities that we have around here.
I got to agree with Justin on this.